The Northwest Arkansas Fall Fashion Week begins tomorrow at Drake Field. In Fayetteville, the three-day event showcases work from more than a dozen local, regional, and national designers. This year also features a new educational student designer showcase, which invites student designers from across the state to show their collections and gain hands-on experience behind the scenes. We spoke with Fayetteville-based designer Rosie Rose, who is showing her collection Thursday night.
There is a lot of talent here in this area that doesn't get shown, that people wouldn't even know exists here. People don't realize that there are local designers, that there's so much talent in the model community and even hair and makeup artists, photographers. It's kind of a hub for all of us to connect with each other and to show the local community and public that we're here and available and, you know, have things to share with them. My collection is called Space Oddity, and it is made up of 25 looks that go from day wear to kind of space age evening wear. And there's a few men's looks mixed in also. In my show, I'm going to have a really diverse group of models. I'll have all different sizes. I have drag queens, and I have a transgender model also. Hopefully, everyone can kind of see themselves represented there.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. The Fayetteville Film Festival also kicks off tomorrow evening at 5:30 with an opening night street party and red carpet on Center Avenue in downtown Fayetteville. This 10th year will be the festival's biggest yet, with 78 total films ranging from feature-length documentary, short, foreign, and animated. Film screenings take place at the Global Campus Theater, the Pryor Center, and Stage 18 in Fayetteville. This year, the festival organizers are also holding a pitch event where 30 filmmakers will pitch short film ideas for the chance to win a $2,000 cash prize. Local filmmaker Carolyn Guinzio's film Ozark Crows is in the experimental block.
I have made short films to go with poems in the past, and I thought, well, what I've been doing kind of fits in with what they're showing. I just thought that it might be nice since really, for the first time, the work is very specifically tied to this area. And it was just a lovely surprise that they wanted to show it as part of the festival. So this is a chance for a wider audience to get to see it. And I am looking forward to seeing people react to it and hearing any responses that people might have to it. It is a companion piece to a book of mine that came out a few months ago, Ozark Crows. And it definitely qualifies as an experimental film. It's a sequence of 20 very short micro movies that go with 20 of the poems in the book. And it's about a family of crows that lives here. The poems are voiced by a lot of people that live in the Northwest Arkansas area.
Guinzio's film screens Friday night at 6:30 at Stage 18. Feature films include two South by Southwest darlings, Bloodfest and Thunder Road, and Arkansas Shot Antiquities from Daniel Campbell, starring Mary Steenburgen and Ashley Green. The festival runs Thursday through Saturday for tickets and a full lineup, FayettevilleFilmFest.org. The Frank Stanford Literary Festival takes place Friday through Sunday at various locations in Fayetteville, including St. Paul's Episcopal Church and Nightbird Books. The festival is a celebration of the Arkansas poet's life and work, along with fellow poet and Lost Roads co-founder, C.D. Wright. The series of tributes, readings, and panel discussions is free and open to the public. We'll actually have a KUF Arts Beat with Forrest Gander about the Frank Stanford Literary Festival coming up tomorrow. That's the KUF Arts Beat News Flash, which you can hear at 8 p.m. each Wednesday. The writer of the KYF Arts Beat News Flash is Daniel Carruth.